Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm going to ask all listeners once again, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we get ready to go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word. I do not have a message title for tonight. I'm just going to go as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us as we go through for tonight. But there is a word from the Lord for the listeners on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm going to ask our listeners if you will please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. At the same time, what a mighty, awesome God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to give you glory, honor, and praise, thanking you for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you still have and hold and always will have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You don't slumber nor sleep. You have your eyes in every place because you are in every place at the same time. So we just come now on tonight once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We love you. We thank you for loving us first in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, May we save believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. In Jesus' name we pray. May Father, we come different of all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even today, and it's all for your glory. We also come different of all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can. Let those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land, let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your peace. Let them feel your joy. Let them feel the very essence and presence of you as you comfort and strengthen them as they go through the hour of bereavement on tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would continue to move by your Spirit on tonight. That prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight. It will prick the hearts and the minds of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace towards your people, Heavenly Father, towards your children, towards the saints of God on tonight. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are faithfully tuned into this ministry, to this worldwide platform. Continue to bless them. You know who they are, and you know what they stand in need of. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts through our prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. So I pray now, Lord, that you will help me to decrease on tonight, so that as you move through me, through your Holy Spirit, that you will get the glory. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our pastors, our shepherds, all those that you have anointed and appointed to be the overseers, the under-shepherds, of all of your saints that are saved in Jesus' name, those that are affiliated with church and ministry, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our pastors and our shepherds and our bishops and our prophets and prophets on tonight. We thank you for each one of them, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will continue to bless them. Continue to bless their families and the works of their hands and the ministry that you have placed them over, that you will be glorified, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, have your way on tonight, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, again, on tonight, I will be sharing with you a few words from the Lord on tonight. I do not have a message title. We're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to use us on tonight. But before we go any further, we want to give you the spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it's in the form of a song, gospel song, that I'm sure a lot of you may be familiar with. It's a simple song. And it, again, it's our spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it says, just a little talk with Jesus. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight, just a little talk with Jesus. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do want the new listeners to know, along with the listeners that constantly tunes in faithfully to this ministry and platform, that all of our shows are kept in archives. So if you want to go back and you want to pull up a show from last week or last month or last year or even 2 or 3 years from now, in the past, that were previous shows that has already been done, you can always go to my website. And the website is blogtalkradio.com/servants, that's with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors, vessels. You can always pull up all the different shows and listen to the different men and women of God who have came forth over this worldwide platform of ministry, delivering God's word and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Also, for my first 3 years with Kingdom Builders, all those shows are also kept in archives. You can pull those shows up on blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. as for the first 3 years when I was first started out with Kingdom Builders International Ministries. My shows was up under Kingdom Builders International Ministries. Again, all the shows are still kept in archives. That website, once again, is blogtalkradio.com/KBVI. And for the last 4 years since I've been, God has opened the doors for me to be on my own, with Him being my leader through the Holy Spirit. And all the shows up under the last 4 years are up under my new website for my show, which is titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And that website for the last 4 years up to currently, you can always pull up all those shows through the archives. Once again, the website is blogtalkradio.com/servants with an S on the end, ambassadors, vessels. Again, blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. So I just want to make that mention. So the new listeners, you can always share with your friends and your neighbors, your coworkers, your ministries and your pastors, anyone that may want to tune in to all the different shows that has already gone forth that are in archives. You can always pull up the different shows and be blessed by God's word. So I need to give God the glory and the honor and praise for this platform. It's not of my doing. It is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So as we go ahead and move forward, I am going to be playing some music on tonight. I'm going to be playing some music, and then I'm going to be giving you all some scriptures as the Lord leads me. So this show for tonight is going to be a little different. It's not going to be as you all know it to be in a certain format for tonight. We're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and as He guides us on tonight, that's why I'm going to give you what the Lord gives me for you, the listeners, on tonight. So we're going to start out with our music for tonight. We're going to come back and give you some scriptures and a few words to go with those scriptures, and then we're going to go back to our music. And so I'm going to do that back and forth throughout tonight for the show, for this ministry, for this broadcast for tonight. And hopefully someone will be blessed by it. So our first song for tonight, a lot of you all may be familiar with this song, and if you're not, I need you all to remember and know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus. The Lord said, once we're saved in Jesus' name, once we're saved, we're covered by Him. We are in His hands, and nothing and no one can pluck us out. Aren't you grateful on tonight to know that you're covered by the Lord? So that's our first musical selection for tonight. Please enjoy Cover Me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with Thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with Thyself. Cover me, Lord, with Thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with Thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with Thy Spirit. Oh, cover me with Thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Cover me, Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that you're covered by the blood of Jesus? Well, on tonight, we're going to start off this platform on tonight, this ministry, with a few words the Lord has given to me for the listeners on tonight. And if you have your Bibles, in the book of Psalms, King James Version of the Bible, if you have a different Bible, it's going to read differently. But according to the King James Version of the Bible, again, the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. Psalms, chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. And it says to you and I, when I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. See, we must realize, and we must always remember as Christians, some people don't want to believe this, those that are not believers in Jesus Christ, some of those that are still scripturally blind, and some that are in different denominations that do not live according to God's word, they don't believe this. But God is the one who spoke into existence through his own spoken word this vast and great universe in which no man will find his end. His creation teaches us, and it reaches far beyond man's thoughts, imaginations, or logic. Therefore, we must remember and know that God, the universe, and man, we are truly connected. Again, some people don't believe that, but if you are saved in Jesus' name, aren't you grateful on tonight to know that you have a relationship with our Heavenly Father? And that's what he yearns for. Even tonight, for you, my sister and my brother in Christ, you need to be reminded that the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, he wants a personal relationship with you and I, as individuals, and then as a corporate body of believers when we come together, touching and agreeing, and on one accord, according to his word. That's what he wants. That's what he demands and commands from us as his children, as the servants and saints of God. We must remember who he is. We must acknowledge him. We must reverence him for who he is. So again, on tonight, I am only being led by the Holy Spirit for tonight. I do not have a message title, so I'm just being led by the Spirit on tonight, and we're going forward as the Lord leads us. So again, you still would need your Bibles, your pen and paper, so as we go through the word on tonight, you'll be able to follow along, because we don't want anyone to think that we make up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself, because the word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So if you are listening on tonight and you know that you are not saved in Jesus' name, this message is for you on tonight. as well as for the believer, those that are saved in Jesus' name. So one of the first questions that I have for every listener on tonight, that it is personal, and you only you can answer this question because God knows already. He knows the answer. So the question that comes to mind, is your ground solid or is it sinking? Think about it for a minute. Is your ground solid or is it sinking? And that's a question only you can answer. I pray that your ground is solid. And the solid foundation is Jesus Christ, the solid rock. He is the true foundation. And we must make sure that our faith is on solid ground. We cannot have our faith, cannot be wishy-washy. It cannot be cold one day and then hot the next. We, as Christians, we must remember and we must know that our ground is solid. We don't need our faith to be on shaky or sinking sand or sinking ground, because that's a trick of the enemy. He don't want those that are spiritually blind, he don't want you to get to know who God is. He don't want you to get to know God's word for yourself, because he knows that once you get to know who Jesus is for yourself, and you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, and you know that he will do that, because that's his goal, that's his one of his main objectives. God's will is that all mankind be saved and that no souls be lost. But we know that that's not the case. We know that there are some that are not going to believe God's word. They're not going to take God at his word. They're not going to believe that Jesus Christ is God's son. No matter what you say to them, you can present God's word to them all day long and show them God's way and God's word and the way that they are to accept Jesus Christ and the only way they can be saved. And they still refuse to believe it and accept it. So our job then is to continue to pray for them, continue to be living examples in front of them, continue to be Christ-like in front of them so that they can see Jesus Christ in you. That, and as you continue to be led by the Holy Spirit with your life, that hopefully and prayerfully, that eventually they will yield and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have stood on your chest, you stood on God's word, and you delivered God's word to them. You gave them what God gave you to give them. And so because of that, God is going to be glorified. So tonight, for you, my listeners, you, my sister, you, my brother, again, the question is for you and for me on tonight. Is your ground solid or sinking? Then, once we know that our ground is solid, then we will not be one of those that what we call, or some people know as, church runners. See, we have some people that are saved in Jesus' name, but for some reason, they are conflicted, and it's a trick of the enemy. They're not comfortable in one church. They have to jump. They're called church hoppers. They jump from church to church. They get a word over here. They get a word over there. And next thing you know, they're confused because they're continually running from church to church because one pastor may say something that they want to hear because they have itching ears. And that's a dangerous thing, is to have itching ears. And it's even more dangerous for the man or woman of God that God has placed over you, or over the watchmen over your souls, and they are preaching and teaching to you what you want to hear because it tickles your fancy and because you are a big giver of money in the sanctuary, in the church, in that local church. And so they don't want to lose you. So they know that you're running from church to church. They know that you're a church hopper. But they know that you are affiliated with their congregation and their membership. So they will allow you to keep running from church to church, instead of them sitting you down with the Word of God and expounding on the Word of God and letting them know that it's a dangerous thing to run from church to church, because we as God's children, we cannot be eating from everyone's table, because everyone that says, Lord, Lord, do not mean it. That's what the Word of God says. Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, trust me, everybody that says that, they do not mean it. Why would God say that? Because he's searching your heart, he's searching my heart. He knows who's for real and who's not. Aren't you grateful on tonight that we serve an awesome God, that he knows who is for real and who's not? He knows who's playing games, and he knows who's not playing games. He knows who is sincere about their fellowship and relationship with him. He knows who's sincere about fulfilling their individual God purpose. He knows who is sincere about being affiliated with their church ministry and being involved with their local church. And not only that, but they love ministry to the point that they would actually get involved in street ministries. They would actually get out and go to nursing homes and visit with the sick and afflicted in the hospitals. They would actually go out to the jails. They would go to the homeless shelters. They'd go to the juvenile detention centers and minister God's word to the downtrodden, to those that are confused, those that have low self-esteem, those that feel like throwing in the towel and want to give up on God because they don't think that God loves them because of the way they are. But you and I, my sister and my brother, we have an obligation as believers in Jesus Christ. So that's why we have to make sure that our ground is solid. Again, we cannot be wishy-washy out there in the world when we're trying to deliver God's word to blind men, women, spiritually blind men, women, boys, and girls around the world. When they see us, they should be able to see Jesus. So that's why we have to be so careful. See, Jesus, his ground was always solid. And his ground is still solid, even to this day. His ground will always be solid because he is the living word. Aren't you grateful to know that Jesus Christ is the living word? Yes, he is. He is the living word. I am so glad to know that Jesus is my rock. He's my salvation. It's him that I can go to. It is him that I can call upon when I can't see my way out. Aren't you grateful to know that you have a God, you have the Holy Spirit who leads and guides you? Even when you don't see your way out, you don't see your way through. So if we continue with this, again, we don't have a message title for tonight. We're just being led by the Lord as he leads and guides us as we continue to go forward with this program for tonight. And I pray that something, again, will be said that will be a blessing to you, the listener, on tonight, something that will encourage your heart to never give up on God, because guess what? He will never give up on you. So as I said at the opening, we're going to be going back and forth with a little music. Then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you another word from the Lord, and that's how we're going to do throughout the evening for this broadcast for tonight. So the next selection is, I Give You Praise. Why? Because of who God is, and because I know that he is a solid, his face is solid in mankind. His love for us is solid. It's true. It's real. It's genuine. His love for us. Thank God he don't. Thank God that he loves us even while we were yet sinners. Jesus Christ died for you and he died for me. So because of that great love that would never end, again, he loves us, but he don't love our sins. So, again, we prayed for the opening song was Cover Me, Lord. Now we're going to come, we're going to give God praise, glory, and honor because of who he is. He is worthy to be praised. So that's why we're going to say in this next song, I Give You Praise. Then we're going to come back with some more words from the Lord for the listeners on tonight.
I'm
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe. To you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. And why do we give God praise? We give God praise, praise, because why? To prove God's love even further, we find in the book of 1 John, in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And this all ties in with the song that we just played, I Give You Praise, which we're talking about now, to prove God's love even further. Again, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Again, coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads as follows. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not us, because it knew him not. Number 2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh my God, what a promise from the Lord. That's good news on tonight. Aren't you excited about that good news? That is good news tonight. We who accept Jesus Christ, that's what the Lord is saying, we are going to see Jesus Christ for who he is and as he is. So as we continue to move forward, we as mankind, men, women, boys, and girls that are born again of Jesus Christ, we are required and commanded by God to bear one another's burdens. We offend God again. We, as God's children, we offend him when we mistreat one another, and yet we try to glorify him, and when we try to follow his instructions, and what's found in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Again, Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, which says, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and do not please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Verse number 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience, might comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Verse number 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse number 7 says, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God, which again, and I'm paraphrasing, which equals to a love that no man could ever endure for man or mankind, even in spite of ourselves. That is why I truly believe that God created man, and we were not created by what scientists call evolution, or some people call through the Big Bang theory how the world was created. No, that's a part. That's what scientists believe. No, I stand on the word of God. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God alone did all of these things, even before mankind came into the picture. And that's why I'm so glad that God is who he is, and he knew that he would make man at the very end, make man's last. Because you know what? Man, if God had did it, I think, any differently, mankind would have tried to take the credit for the world, for the existence of the world, for the universe, for the sky, for the things that we see, the beauty in the world and of the earth. Mankind would try to take credit and say, man did this. But that's why God made man last. So man could not take the credit or get the credit for this great, vast universe that we live in, this world that we enjoy, God's creation. God did it. He spoke these things into existence out of his own mouth. Now, what man can do that? None. No man that I know, no man that you know, that's a physical being of the flesh, can do these things. Only a God that we serve, the Most High God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father. He is the one that caused all these things to be. He is the one that caused you and I to exist to this very day. So what a mighty God we serve on tonight. So that's why we have to give God praise. We have to take time out to give God glory. We have to take time out to give him honor and take time out to give him praise because of who he is. He is worthy to be praised. No matter of all the chaotic things that are going on around in the world, even through all the pandemics, through the different viruses that the world is experiencing right now, God is still truly worthy to be praised. So for that, we are going to continue to give God praise. We're going to continue to give him glory, and we're going to continue to give him honor because he is worthy to be praised. And that's why our next selection coming up is total praise. God deserves our, not sometime praise, but our total praise at all times, because he is an on-time, an all-time God. He is an on-time God, and whenever he blesses you, whenever he blesses me, it may not be our time, but it's always on time because it comes in God's time, and he knows exactly what we need. He knows what we stand in need of. He knows what we desire. And he promised that he would grant us the desires of our hearts. And he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So because of that, we're going to give what? God, total praise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Total praise. God is worthy to be praised. Why? Because me personally, I thank God because of his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, because of the blood of Jesus, because I know that there is salvation in the blood of Jesus. So for you, my sister, you, my brother, who are listening on tonight, you may not be my sister or brother yet in Christ, but once you become saved in Jesus' name, yes, then you become my sister and my brother in Christ. So you who are not saved in his name, who are still spiritually blind on tonight, I want you to know that there is salvation, and it's found in the blood of Jesus. And there's only one way that you can be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way that anyone can be saved. Yes, you may say, my mother is saved. Yes, your mother may be saved. Your father, your pastor, your friends. Now, I'm talking about those that are not saved yet, that are spiritually blind. Some people that are not saved, they do go to church. We have a lot of people that call preachers past their pastors, but they know they are not saved. But the only way that you can be saved, you cannot be saved through your pastor. Your pastor is the one that deliver God's word to you. It's up to you to receive God's word. And once his Holy Spirit convicts you, after receiving and hearing the word of God, you have to stand on your faith after hearing the word of God. You must receive it by faith that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He is God's only begotten son. And that through his death, through the shedding of his blood, you, if who are not saved, you my sister. Again, I'm saying you my sister, you my brother. I'm calling you that because you're not yet saved. You're not yet my sister and brother in Jesus Christ. But I believe that you're going to open your mouth, you're going to confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your own mouth, you're going to become saved, then you will become my sister and my brother in Jesus Christ. What a blessing to know that you're saved in Jesus' name. And then once you're saved in Jesus' name, find yourself a local church. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what church to go to, a church that's still standing on God's word, that believes in God's, in Jesus Christ's birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So, and then once you do that, once you get into a local church that's standing on God's word, you personally have to stay in God's word yourself. Yes, the Lord says, you know, don't fail to assemble yourself together. Assemble yourself together with your sisters and brothers in Christ. Unite one another together, giving God glory, honor, and praise in the sanctuary. But we also have to give God praise as an individual, one-on-one. So once you're saved in Jesus' name, and you get to know who God is, then you have to get into God's word yourself and ask God through prayer to lead you through his Holy Spirit, to guide you through his word so that his word will come alive to you and that you will be a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only, so that you would come to know who you are in Christ and whose you are in Christ, and you will come to know who you're really serving. And you're not serving man, you're serving God once you become saved in Jesus' name. But then once you're saved in Jesus' name, there's another question that's going to come up. For those that are saved in Jesus' name and are seasoned saints, and for even some new babes in Christ, this question often arises. You may be familiar with this question, even as a Christian, because some Christians are not willing to do this. They say they're saved, and they know that Jesus Christ suffered, but yet they are not willing to suffer for Christ. So the question then becomes to you, my sister and my brother on tonight, are you personally willing to suffer for Christ, for the cause of Christ, for the sake of kingdom building? If you are, if you say yes, you must know this, that you must be able to, you should be able to open your mouth and ask the Lord to humble you. You must be humble in order to suffer for Christ. You can't go trying to suffer for Christ with an arrogant spirit because people are watching you. You say you love the Lord, you're saved in Jesus' name, so you have to be even careful, even when you're suffering for Christ. Again, you have to be humble You have to have the spirit of Christ. You have to have the right mindset, the right attitude. You have to have the lifestyle. It should become a lifestyle every day, not just on a certain day. The way you carry yourself as a Christian, it should be every day. And why should we do this? Because we are truly living in the last days. Some people don't believe it. God's word is true. He said in this life and in this world, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tests and we're going to have tribulations. And we see these things happening now, every day. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse. It don't seem like it's getting any better. So the church of God, we who are saved in Jesus' name, we are the church. It is time for the body of Christ to come together on one accord. If we have to fast, then fast. We must fast and pray. We must be about kingdom building. We must get into the streets and do street ministries. We know our hands are kind of tied. We cannot go into sanctuaries because of the coronavirus, but we can go out into the streets and do street ministry. We can go out and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in the streets. Still wear your mask. Still do your social distancing. But God still wants to get glory. He still wants his word to go forth with power. And for those that are saved in Jesus' name, we are the ministers. We are the ambassadors. We are the servants of God here in the earth. So it's our obligation, our duty as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what he said. And then we have to do it very carefully because we have to be so mindful that the word of God reminds us to be careful because we may be entertaining angels unaware. So that's why we can't go around having negative and nasty attitudes when we're supposed to be representing Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be saved in Jesus' name. We're covered by the blood. But our attitudes and what comes out of our mouths don't reflect that. That's not a good reflection of God. That's not a good reflection of Jesus Christ. So on tonight, you my sister, you my brother, don't forget the scripture food for thought. And it's, again, it comes in the form of a song. It says, just a little talk with Jesus. And I'm a witness. It will make it all right. It may not seem all right now. But if you cast your cares upon the Lord, that's what he said, you can cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Then when we cast them on him, we got to do what? We got to leave them there. Don't take your prayers to the altar and then get them off your knees and then take them back home. Because if you do that, you might as well not have prayed at all. Your prayer is in vain. It's null and void. It's not going any further than when you open your mouth and said amen, and that was the end of that. Because we have to trust God, not part of the way. We have to trust God all the way, knowing that he is a promise keeper. So sometimes it don't take a whole lot. Just talk to God. He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from me. He wants to hear from his servants, his children. He wants to hear from us. And then when we talk to him, and sometimes we have to take the time out to listen because sometimes he wants to talk back to you. He wants to talk back to me. So after we say amen, at the conclusion of our prayers, that normally is the end of it. We get above our knees and we go back to bed or we go back and do whatever we were doing. But we don't give God the opportunity to speak to us through his Holy Spirit. So take a little time out, have a little talk with Jesus, and then be quiet. Stay in that still, quiet place, and through that still, small voice, you may hear God whispering a word from him to you. So we're going to play our final song for the night, Worth Living, and I'm so glad that Jesus thought that your life and my life were worth living, that he sacrificed his own life to pay our sin debt with his own sinless blood on the cross. His righteous and holy and precious blood was shed for you and for me so that we could be kingdom citizens if we choose to be. I choose life, and I choose life. I choose life eternal to spend with God, to spend with our Heavenly Father, our Creator, and our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Enjoy the music break. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus thought that your life and my life were worth living? That he came down and he sacrificed his own life and he paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood on the cross. What a mighty God we serve. He's worthy to be praised. Before we leave for tonight, I have two more scriptures that I want to leave with you, the listeners, on tonight. And one of the scriptures is found in the book of James. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Again, the book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. And it reads as following. It says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness or naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." Again, ever found in James chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. And then finally, in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Again, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. And it reads, "Where, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Once again, Philippians chapter 2, verses 12. "Where, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." And that's the word of the Lord for tonight. I pray that something has been said on tonight that was a blessing to you, the listeners, on tonight. Again, we came a different way. We did not have a message title, so we just allowed the Holy Spirit to lead and guide as we went forward with this broadcast for tonight. I pray that something was said on tonight that was beneficial to your spirit life, and your walk with the Lord, that you was encouraged by something that was said on tonight or even through the music. So on tonight, we continue to give God glory, honor, and praise because he is truly worthy to be praised. Aren't you grateful to know that God is not like man, that he have all power in heaven and earth in his hands, and he don't slumber, he don't sleep. His eyes are in every place, and he have and hold all power in heaven and earth and in earth in his hands. Sometimes some men get a little authority or get a little high-minded, and they try to make the world or try to make people think that they are in control. But see, God would have to do some men, or just like he did Satan, he have to cast them down, because sometimes people get high-minded and pride gets in the way, and they forget who they are, and they forget who, most of all, they forgot who God is. They forgot that God is in total control. And he has all power in heaven and in earth in his hands. So that's why tonight I'm so grateful that I, just like you, my sister, and you, my brother, according to the scriptures, we can look into the hills. We can still look into the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from the Lord, the Father of lights. So once again, I pray that something was said on tonight that was a blessing to you, that would encourage your heart on tonight to continue to walk forward in faith in the Lord a little longer, that God will continue to be glorified through you. So that's the word for tonight. Continue to lift each other up in prayer, to continue to encourage one another, continue to check on your family members, continue to wear your mask, continue to stay 6 feet apart or even more, as our governors have stated for us to do in order for us all to be safe. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again. We glorify give you honor and praise for who you are. We know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you again for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. So touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land, and those that are spiritually blind all over the land, Heavenly Father. Please, Lord, please, Heavenly Father, send a vessel their way to speak your word into their hearing, so that they will be able to hear your word, not just hear your word, but they will be able to receive your word, and they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask to be saved in his name. Once they're saved, they too also come to know. They will also be able to fulfill and live their God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener and grant them the desires of their hearts. Is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. Well, know once again that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So on this coming Saturday, you want to tune in part two of Deacon Marvin Cox's message from last week. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth part two of his message on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by Deacon Marvin Cox. And we know that he brought forth a word on last week. And his message title was Make Up Your Mind. So he's going to do part two of Make Up Your Mind. The conclusion of that message will be this coming Saturday night. So tune in and be blessed by the word of God. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.